Hi, and welcome to this Search CIO podcast. I'm Nicole Laskowski, the senior news writer for SearchCIO.com. And today we're going to be discussing a term that's gaining traction in the business intelligence and analytics community. And that term is data storytelling. At the end of 2014, the International Institute for Analytics predicted data storytelling would be the hot job in analytics in 2015. But what is it? Is it a set of tools? Is it the way data is strung together? Is it part of an analyst's job description? Today, I'm hoping my guest, Howard Dresner, founder and chief research officer at Dresner Advisory Services, can help clarify what data storytelling is and whether CIOs should invest in the technology or if they should hold off. Howard, thank you for joining me.
It's always great to be here. Thanks for having me, Nicole.
So let's jump right in. I was looking over your collaborative computing report, which I think you published just at the end of April.
Yeah.
And I noticed data storytelling was listed in the table of contents. So I wanted to ask you, what does data storytelling mean to me, or mean to you? How do you define the term? And what prompted the inclusion of data storytelling in this recent report?
Well, I mean, data storytelling is really hot, there's no question, but you have to talk about storytelling first, right? So as human beings, we relate to stories, and that's just part of human nature. You know, probably from the earliest times, probably cave people told stories as a way of transferring history and customs and instructing, you know, young people. And this is no different when you look at our culture today. We relate to stories. You go see a presentation, the ones that get the greatest scores are the ones where someone effectively tells a story, takes people through a process, conveys certain bits of insight or information to them that they can use, change their own behavior or inspire them, whatever the case may be. So storytelling is absolutely essential to the human condition or part of the human condition. And data storytelling, we've always been doing data storytelling, right? Except we've been doing it in PowerPoint, and it required a human being to be there on stage or to be next to you to step you through it. And of course, we all do this every day. The terms death by PowerPoint have come to fruition. But I think that it's essential, it's important that we go through this process with data, using business intelligence, using charts or diagrams to help explain a particular situation to people so that they can act upon it. So data storytelling is that process. So we've been doing it for a long time. The way that we've been doing it to date is using a very advanced technique called cut and paste. So, and I do it certainly every day, right? Take a chart from Excel, cut or copy, paste it into PowerPoint, and then add whatever sort of illustration or accents or text that you need to make your point. Typically, this requires a human being to present it, although not always. So it's once removed from the source. And, you know, typically that's not a problem when you're doing a stand-up presentation. However, in many instances, you do want to have the user to have the flexibility to interact with that data. And I'm thinking not so much of being up on stage presenting, but what if I simply want to send you a presentation, quote-unquote presentation, and to have you go through it and understand a point I'm trying to make. And that's where data storytelling can really be useful because, and many of the business intelligence tools are now including some semblance of data storytelling for exactly that purpose. So I can send you the story, if you will, and step you through the process with a workflow, with some annotations, with some images, with some animation too, and actually allow you to, or have you go through my workflow, my story, step by step, sometimes even with being able to annotate it with voice.
Oh, interesting.
And have you stop in any part of that, rewind it, pause, reflect on it, and interact with the data. So I may have presented you with a particular visualization, and you may find that interesting, but you want to understand more. So you can stop, interact, and then continue along the way. Now, the value of including this notion of data storytelling within a business intelligence tool is you don't have to remove it from the source. It's still connected to the source that I originally created it in. And you could, if I give you the ability, you could augment it with your own impressions or with your own insights and expand on it and include or expand that body of knowledge. So it's actually not only a great way to communicate, but it could be used for training purposes. And the reason we include it in collaboration is because collaboration is very much about communication and inclusion and alignment mm-hmm. of people, getting them to interact. And this is a key way that people can share insights and then also expand on those insights and share it with others. So that's why we stuck it into the collaborative report.
So it's interesting because I'm hearing data storytelling in other contexts. So for example, the International Institute for Analytics, when they talked about data storytelling as being a hot job in 2015, they referenced an example of it was like a medical insurance company hiring a journalist to be what they called a data storyteller to essentially, quote unquote, tell the story of analytics. So is that part of somebody's job description? Does that mean the same thing as what you're talking about with data storytelling?
Well, at some level, I suppose. I mean, that's the person as the storyteller. You know, here we're actually allowing that sort of a person, or anyone for that matter, to be a storyteller and to take a perspective and the supporting information for that perspective and embed it in software, right? So I can automate that entire process. Like I said, you know, I can, within, let's say, a business intelligence tool that has data storytelling, I might be able to obviously control the flow of the information. I can define all of the analytical objects in that. You know, there could be navigational aids included with that. Mm-hmm. I can highlight certain things. I can, you know, annotate. I can add art if I want, and I might be able to record my voice along with it. So the person is still the storyteller. Mm-hmm. It's not the technology. And, of course, there are, you know, people have varying abilities in storytelling. I suppose if you had, you know, an especially important story to tell, you might want to hire a storyteller. I don't know the answer to that. But I do think that, to my way of thinking, we all have stories that we do want to tell. And the technology increasingly is helping us to not only do that, but to automate that process and to make it repeatable and get it out to a larger community of folks, whether it's internal or external, using this technology.
So that's interesting, because when I looked at the report, it's your report on collaboration computing, it sounded to me like data storytelling may be an extension of data visualization tools. But the way that you're describing it makes it sound way more three-dimensional in some ways.
Well, it certainly could be. You know, it's because they're not limited to the analytical objects. But yes, you certainly do find them within the visual or data discovery tools increasingly. And that makes a lot of sense because they're highly interactive. Mm-hmm. And so storytelling also should be interactive. But I'm sure you'll see them popping up everywhere, or at least vendors taking credit or claiming they have those capabilities. And, you know, I will tell you that we went through, you know, when we were vetting a lot of the vendors that we were rating, there were some pretenders that didn't actually have those capabilities. But we won't go into that. We won't name names.
That's fine. But could you talk about what are some of the key features that you think define the exemplar data storytelling tools?
We actually looked at six different key areas that you had to have within your technology to really be considered having storytelling, not being a storyteller. But some of them were storytellers, so at the top of the list, you have things like, the author highlighting, shapes, colors, line art, annotations, et cetera, being able to define the navigation or the flows of the analytical objects, allowing the users to interact with the objects within the story, being able to control the navigation or actually have, you know, buttons to control the flow of that presentation, being able to play, rewind, pause, and then allowing the author to actually record and synchronize their voice with the various analytical objects or flow of the overall story.
So it sounds like these business users are actually making little movies. Is that an accurate way of putting it? Is that too simplistic?
It is, in a sense that except that the objects are live. So it's imagine a movie where you could pause the movie and interact with the characters.
How interesting.
So or ask them questions and interview them. So that's sort of what the data storytelling allows you to do. Pause the movie, interact with the objects, look at them in a different way, ask different questions, and then continue on your way, which is, I think, is really useful.
And what problem is this solving? What are businesses running into or business users running into that they need this kind of technology or these features to communicate or collaborate?
Understanding. You know, I think that, I mean, these could be great training tools, first and foremost, but also how many people really understand the data? And, you know, one of the things that I talked about forever ago was this notion of information democracy, where everybody ought to have access to insights to carry out the various tasks associated with their job, and also to align them with the strategy of the organization. And that's really hard to do because people have different levels of knowledge and skill as it relates to analyzing data. It's not something that we're born with. And so using data storytelling would be a great way to leverage a very knowledgeable person, an analyst type, and distribute that more broadly, one as a training tool, but also to help imbue people with the knowledge that they need to help them do their jobs. And so it's a great way to expand the penetration and the usage of business intelligence and analytics in a much more meaningful way, instead of just giving people a tool and sending them to a class.
I was recently at the MIT Sloan CIO Symposium, and they had the CEO of Automated Insights, which is that kind of technology that would take earnings reports and generate a news story out of it. And the AP is using this technology. I mean, they're literally running news stories that are being generated by a machine. And one of the things that the CEO talked about was applying this technology to the business, taking business data and turning it into a kind of news story that you would hand to your marketing team or your sales team. Do you think something like that would catch on? I mean, that seems like another version of data storytelling.
Yes and no. I mean, there's obviously some machine learning there as well.
Yes.
To be able to do that. And that's interesting. I think that's appropriate for some users? Most definitely. And it's sort of like, to give you an analogy, it's sort of like the emergence of autonomous cars, which are really cool, so self-driving cars.
Right.
And will there be a market for self-driving cars? Absolutely. However, my guess is that you will not find that in a Porsche Turbo. Why? Because people don't buy those for the Porsche to drive itself.
Right.
So you've got drivers and you've got passengers. And I think the same thing is going to be true with business intelligence and analytics. You can have a lot of people that want to drive. You're going to have a lot of organizations that are going to want drivers. And you're going to have passengers. And maybe that's the way that we deepen the penetration of business intelligence by automating some of that. But then we've got to make very sure, and this has been the case with things like decision automation, someone has to be in charge to make sure that these, you know, automated insights, for lack of a better term, platforms are actually doing the right thing.
Is that where the CIO might fit into this equation? I mean, where does IT come in to play when you're talking about data storytelling?
Well, IT has lots of roles. I'm not sure, as it relates to automated insight, who actually owns that. I'd like to think that it's maybe a center of excellence or competency center that lives somewhere within the business, because the business has to be able to look at the results and say, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you know, I do a lot of data analysis, and I know when our statistician shows us something that doesn't make sense, like, hold on, that number can't be right. You go back in, and usually I'm right, not always. So somebody has to be able to look at it from a business perspective and say, that algorithm can't be right, because that's not how it works in the real world. And certainly there's some collaboration with IT, because IT very often owns the infrastructure in those back-end systems and is responsible for the physical data.
Right.
But someone has to be responsible for everything in between the physical data and what the user consumes. And I think that's a competency center where you have analysts and business analysts as well as some technology folks that are involved. And that competency center could live under IT depending on its charter, or might live within the business somewhere.
Well, Howard, it's always a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
My pleasure, Nicole. It was fun.
We'll be right back.